WHO seasoned him exquisitely for a crisis that would allow him to wield power enjoyed by few rulers and no doctor in history. During the epidemic's early months, Dr. Fauci's calm, authoritative, and avuncular manner was Prozac for Americans besieged by two existential crises, the Trump presidency and COVID-19. Democrats and idealistic liberals around the globe, traumatized by President Trump's chaotic governing style, took heart from Dr. Fauci's serene, solid presence on the White House stage. He seemed to offer a rational, straight-talking, science-based counterweight to President Trump's desultory, narcissistic bombast. Navigating the hazardous waters between an erratic president and a deadly contagion, Dr. Fauci initially cut a heroic figure. Like Homer's Ulysses, steering his ship between Scylla and Charybdis. Turning their backs to the foreboding horizon, trusting Americans manned the oars and blindly obeyed his commands, little realizing they were propelling our country toward the desolate destination where democracy goes to die. Throughout the first year of the crisis, Dr. Fauci's personal charisma and authoritative voice inspired confidence in his prescriptions and won him substantial, though not universal, affection. Many Americans, dutifully locked in their homes in compliance with Dr. Fauci's quarantine, took consolation in their capacity to join a Tony Fauci fan club, chillax on an I Heart Fauci throw pillow, sip from an In Fauci We Trust coffee mug, warm cold feet in Fauci socks and booties, gorge on Fauci donuts, post a honk for Dr. Fauci yard sign, or genuflect before a Dr. Fauci prayer candle. Fauci aficionados could choose from a variety of Fauci browser games and a squadron of Fauci action figures and bobbleheads, and could read his hagiography to their offspring from a worshipful children's book. At the height of the lockdown, Brad Pitt performed a reverential homage to Dr. Fauci on Saturday Night Live, and Barbara Streisand surprised him with a recorded message during a live Zoom birthday party in his honor. The New Yorker dubbed him America's Doctor. Dr. Fauci encouraged his own canonization and the disturbing inquisition against his blasphemous critics. In a June 9, 2021, Je suis l'État interview, he pronounced that Americans who questioned his statements were per se anti-science. Attacks on me, he explained, quite frankly, are attacks on science. The sentiment he expressed reminds us that blind faith in authority is a function of religion, not science. Science, like democracy, flourishes on skepticism toward official orthodoxies. Dr. Fauci's schoolboy scorn for citation and his acknowledgement to the New York Times that he had twice lied to Americans to promote his agendas on masks and herd immunity raised the prospect that some of his other scientific assertions were likewise noble lies to a credulous public he believes is unworthy of self-determination. In August 2021, Dr. Fauci's acolyte, CNN's television doctor Peter Hotez, published an article in a scientific journal calling for legislation to expand federal hate crime protections to make criticism of Dr. Fauci a felony. In declaring that he had no conflicts, Dr. Hotez, who says that vaccine skeptics should be snuffed out, evidently forgot the millions of dollars in grants he has taken from Dr. Fauci's NIAID since 1993, and more than $15 million from Dr. Fauci's partner Bill Gates for his Baylor University Tropical Medicine Institute. As we shall see, Dr. Fauci's direct and indirect control through NIH, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the Wellcome Trust of some 57% of global biomedical research funding guarantees him this sort of obsequious homage from leading medical researchers, allows him to craft and perpetuate the reigning global medical narratives, and can fortify the canon that he, himself, is science incarnate. High-visibility henchmen like Hotez and pharma's financial control over the media through advertising dollars have made Dr. Fauci's pronouncements impervious to debate and endowed the NIAID director with personal virtues and medical gravitas supported by neither science nor his public health record. By the latter metric, his 50-year regime has been calamitous for public health and for democracy. His administration of the COVID pandemic was likewise a disaster. As the world watched, Tony Fauci dictated a series of policies that resulted in by far the most deaths and one of the highest percentage COVID-19 body counts of any nation on the planet. Only relentless propaganda and wall-to-wall censorship could conceal his disastrous mismanagement during COVID-19's first year. The U.S., with 4% of the world's population, suffered 14.5% of total COVID deaths. By September 30, 2021, mortality rates in the U.S. had climbed to 2,107 per million, compared to 139 per million in Japan. Anthony Fauci's report card. Death rates from COVID per million population as of September 30, 2021. United States, 2,107 deaths per million. Iran, 1,449 deaths per million. Sweden, 1,444 deaths per million. Germany, 1,126 deaths per million. Cuba, 650 deaths per million. Jamaica, 630 deaths per million. Denmark, 455 deaths per million. India, 327 deaths per million. Finland, 194 deaths per million. Vietnam, 197 deaths per million. Norway, 161 deaths per million. Japan, 139 deaths per million. Pakistan, 128 deaths per million. Kenya, 97 deaths per million. South Korea, 47 deaths per million. Congo, Brazzaville, 35 deaths per million. Hong Kong, 28 deaths per million. China, 3 deaths per million. Tanzania, 0.86 deaths per million. After achieving these cataclysmically awful results, Teflon Tony's media savvy and his skills for deft maneuvering beguiled incoming President Joe Biden into appointing him as the new administration's COVID response director. Blinded by generously stoked fear of deadly disease against which Dr. Fauci seemed the only reliable bulwark, Americans failed to see the mounting evidence that Dr. Fauci's strategies were consistently failing to achieve promised results, as he doggedly elevated pharma profits and bureaucratic powers over waning public health. As we shall see from this 50-year saga, Dr. Fauci's remedies are often more lethal than the diseases they pretend to treat. His COVID prescriptions were no exception. With his narrow focus on the solution of mass vaccination, Dr. Fauci never mentioned any of the many other costs associated with his policy directives. Anthony Fauci seems to have not considered that his unprecedented quarantine of the healthy would kill far more people than COVID, obliterate the global economy, plunge millions into poverty and bankruptcy, and grievously wound constitutional democracy globally. We have no way of knowing how many people died from isolation, unemployment, deferred medical care, depression, mental illness, obesity, stress, overdoses, suicide, addiction, alcoholism, and the accidents that so often accompany despair. We cannot dismiss the accusations that his lockdowns prove more deadly than the contagion. A June 24, 2021 BMJ study showed that U.S. life expectancy decreased by 1.9 years during the quarantine. Since COVID mortalities were mainly among the elderly and the average age of death from COVID in the UK was 82.4, which was above the average lifespan, the virus could not by itself cause the astonishing decline. As we shall see, Hispanic and Black Americans often shoulder the heaviest burden of Dr. Fauci's public health adventures. In this respect, his COVID-19 countermeasures proved no exception. Between 2018 and 2020, the average Hispanic American lost around 3.9 years in longevity, while the average lifespan of a Black American dropped by 3.25 years. This traumatic culling was unique to America. Between 2018 and 2020, the 1.9-year decrease in average life expectancy at birth in the U.S. was roughly 8.5 times the average decrease in 16 comparable countries, all of which were measured in months, not years. I naively thought the pandemic would not make a big difference in the gap, because my thinking was that it's a global pandemic, so every country is going to take a hit, said Stephen Wolf, Director Emeritus of the Center on Society and Health at Virginia Commonwealth University. What I didn't anticipate was how badly the U.S. would handle the pandemic. These are numbers we aren't at all used to seeing in this research. 0.1 years is something that normally gets attention in the field. So 3.9 years and 3.25 years and even 1.4 years is just horrible, Wolf continued. We haven't had a decrease of that magnitude since World War II. Cost of quarantines, deaths. As Dr. Fauci's policies took hold globally, 300 million humans fell into dire poverty, food insecurity, and starvation. Globally, the impact of lockdowns on health programs, food production, and supply chains plunged millions of people into severe hunger and malnutrition, said Alex Gutentag in Tablet magazine. According to the Associated Press, during 2020, 10,000 children died each month due to virus-linked hunger from global lockdowns. In addition, 500,000 children per month experienced wasting and stunting from malnutrition, up 6.7 million from last year's total of 47 million, which can permanently damage children physically and mentally, transforming individual tragedies into a generational catastrophe. In 2020, disruptions to health and nutrition services killed 228,000 children in South Asia. Deferred medical treatments for cancers, kidney failure, and diabetes killed hundreds of thousands of people and created epidemics of cardiovascular disease and undiagnosed cancer. Unemployment shock is expected to cause 890,000 additional deaths over the next 15 years. The lockdown disintegrated vital food chains, dramatically increased rates of child abuse, suicide, addiction, alcoholism, obesity, mental illness, as well as debilitating developmental delays, isolation, depression, and severe educational deficits in young children. One-third of teens and young adults reported worsening mental health during the pandemic. According to an Ohio State University study, suicide rates among children rose 50%. An August 11, 2021 study by Brown University found that infants born during the quarantine were short on average 22 IQ points, as measured by Baylor scale tests. Some 93,000 Americans died of overdoses in 2020, a 30% rise over 2019. Overdoses from synthetic opioids increased by 38.4%, and 11% of U.S. adults considered suicide in June 2020. 3 million children disappeared from public school systems, and ERs saw a 31% increase in adolescent mental health visits, according to Gutentag. Record numbers of young children failed to reach crucial developmental milestones. Millions of hospital and nursing home patients died alone without comfort, or a final goodbye from their families. Dr. Fauci admitted that he never assessed the costs of desolation, poverty, unhealthy isolation, and depression fostered by his countermeasures. "I don't give advice about economic things," Dr. Fauci explained. "I don't give advice about anything other than public health," he continued, even though he was so clearly among those responsible for the economic and social costs. Economic destruction and shifting wealth upward. During the COVID pandemic, Dr. Fauci served as ringmaster in the engineered demolition of America's economy. His lockdown predictably shattered the nation's once booming economic engine, putting 58 million Americans out of work and permanently bankrupting small businesses, including 41% of black-owned businesses, some of which took generations of investment to build. The business closures contributed to a run-up in the national deficit. The interest payments alone will cost almost $1 trillion annually. That ruinous debt will likely permanently bankrupt the New Deal programs, the social safety net that since 1945 fortified, nurtured, and sustained America's envied middle class. Government officials have already begun liquidating the almost 100-year legacies of the New Deal, New Frontier, the Great Society, and Obamacare to pay the accumulated lockdown debts. Will we find ourselves saying goodbye to school lunches, healthcare, WIC, Medicaid, Medicare, university scholarships, and other long-standing assistance programs? Enriching the wealthy. Dr. Fauci's business closures pulverized America's middle class and engineered the largest upward transfer of wealth in human history. In 2020, workers lost $3.7 trillion, while billionaires gained $3.9 trillion. Some 493 individuals became new billionaires, and an additional 8 million Americans dropped below the poverty line. The biggest winners were the robber barons, the very companies that were cheerleading Dr. Fauci's lockdown and censoring his critics. Big technology, big data, big telecom, big finance, big media behemoths, Michael Bloomberg, Rupert Murdoch, Viacom, and Disney, and Silicon Valley internet titans like Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Eric Schmidt, Sergey Brin, Larry Page, Larry Ellison, and Jack Dorsey. The very internet companies that snookered us all with the promise of democratizing communications made it impermissible for Americans to criticize their government or question the safety of pharmaceutical products. These companies propped up all official pronouncements while scrubbing all dissent. The same tech, data, and telecom robber barons, gorging themselves on the corpses of our obliterated middle class, rapidly transformed America's once proud democracy into a censorship and surveillance police state from which they profit at every turn. CEO Satya Nadella boasted that Microsoft, by working with the CDC and the Gates-funded Johns Hopkins Center for Biosecurity, had used the COVID pandemic to achieve 2 years of digital transformation in 2 months. Microsoft Teams users ballooned to 200 million meeting participants in a single day, averaged more than 75 million active users, compared to 20 million users in November 2019, and the company's stock value skyrocketed. Larry Ellison's company, Oracle, which partnered with the CIA to build new cloud services, won the contract to process all CDC vaccination data. Ellison's wealth increased by $34 billion in 2020. Mark Zuckerberg's wealth grew by $35 billion. Google's Sergey Brin by $41 billion. Jeff Bezos by $86 billion. Bill Gates by $22 billion. And Michael Bloomberg by nearly $7 billion. Ellison, Gates, and the other members of this government-industry collaboration used the lockdown to accelerate construction of their 5G network of satellites, antennae, biometric facial recognition, and track-and-trace infrastructure that they and their government and intelligence agency partners can use to mine and monetize our data, further suppress dissent, to compel obedience to arbitrary dictates, and to manage the rage that comes as Americans finally wake up to the fact that this outlaw gang has stolen our democracy, our civil rights, our country, and our way of life, while we huddled in orchestrated fear from a flu-like virus. With fears of COVID generously stoked, the dramatic and steady erosion of constitutional rights, and fomenting of a global coup d'etat against democracy, the demolition of our economy, the obliteration of a million small businesses, the collapsing of the middle class, the evisceration of our Bill of Rights, the tidal wave of surveillance capitalism and the rising biosecurity state, and the stunning shifts in wealth and power going to a burgeoning oligarchy of high-tech Silicon Valley robber barons seemed to a dazed and uncritical America like it might be a reasonable price to pay for safety. And anyway, we were told, it's just for 15 days, or maybe 15 months, or however long it takes for Dr. Fauci to follow the data to his answer. Failing upward. Dr. Fauci's catastrophic failure to achieve beneficial health outcomes during the COVID-19 crisis is consistent with the disastrous declines in public health during his half-century running NIAID. For anyone who might have assumed that federal and public health bureaucrats survive and flourish by achieving improvements in public health, Dr. Fauci's durability at NIAID is a disheartening wake-up call. By any measure, he has consistently failed upward. The J. Edgar Hoover of public health has presided over cataclysmic declines in public health, including an